voice so soft and low, did you wake your loves that have come before? Did you bring all those songs you sing, or have I been sung only songs for me? Did you love somebody only just for the rush like me? Did you feel the hand you hold had let go right as you finished saying, don't you go all silent too, just let me chew on all the things that you want to tell me. I've heard whisper on a wing, let silence stay, so go and say what you want to sell me. In the moments on your own, did you beg that love would take you home? Did you see how your love could be and decide to have that's enough for me? Did you love somebody for to make your mistake your fool? Did you feel a pale wind blow past you so right as you feel the same? Don't you go all silent too, just let me chew on all the things that you want to tell me. I've heard whisper on a wing, let silence stay, so go and say what you want to sell me. Don't you go all silent too, just let me chew on all the things that you want to tell me.
Peach Pit, that was Did You Love Somebody? Yeah, that came up today, I believe. Hi, my name is Camilla, and welcome to On That Note here on 93.3 CFMU McMaster University Campus and Community Radio. I have a fun episode today. I'm playing a combination of some new tunes from some artists I'm fond of, as well as songs about birds. Yeah, you might be wondering, how did that song relate to birds? Well, it's from, I believe, what's going to be Peach Pit's newest record, Magpie, with the first single that came out a few weeks ago of the same name. This is Magpie, Peach Pit.
Let go. lately. I know it's a
And that was Magpie by Peach Pit, brand new, from an album that's coming up, which I have a few songs where that is the case, in fact, this week. And I'm pretty excited to play some of these. I'm going to move some things around, though, because as the dice rolled, I had a lot of quite long songs just front loaded. So I'm gonna do some switching. I just had to narrate that because I didn't really have much else to say to begin. But anyways, it's a bird show, kind of. That was some new songs. I have another new one coming in a little bit from Father John Misty. But besides that, we're playing birds because it's been a little while. And I've only done one episode like this, which is kind of surprising because the bird hyperfixation has not stopped. I cannot foresee it stopping anytime soon. And I'm loving it. In the meantime, I have one from Simon and Garfunkel that is not the Simon and Garfunkel song I played the last bird episode. I played the sparrow, I think, last time, but I have El Condor Pasa, If I Could, which I've definitely played on here before because it is a really lovely song, Simon and Garfunkel. El Condor Pasa, If I Could, Simon and Garfunkel. If you get it, you get it. And if you don't get a pan flute, then I'm sorry. I think it's a pan flute. It could be a flute. Either way, I love a bit of flute. It's medieval-esque. It tickles me. What can I say? Yeah. I went on a nice long hike yesterday, and I didn't see much. But I think it was the first long hike I've gone on in a while because my legs were incredibly sore afterwards, which is kind of uncharacteristic. I didn't even make many notes today. I just have a lot of tunes I wanted to play. And honestly, I was going to go overtime, which, like, not intentionally, but the songs that I had all put in added up to longer than when I'm supposed to be on air, which I was kind of surprised by because last week I had like 15 or 14 songs or something. I played a lot. And then this week I have like 9. But granted, they are just all different lengths. It's really just simple mathematics, but I do find it kind of interesting. Anyways, brand new from Father John Misty, who has a new album coming out in November, I think I saw. Two singles out, one of which, his newest one, Screamland, I don't love. I listen to it and I'm not the most into it, but maybe it'll grow on me. This one I did enjoy. It's a bit of a long one, but, you know, a Father John Misty slow burn, I can always get behind. This is, I guess, Time Just Makes Fools, of Us All, Father John Misty.
Go on trial just for laughing at the joke, just for saying of the bargain what any sales girl already knows. Most of us old men die at the firing line, just waiting for our number to be called. I guess time just makes fools us all. Now the king regales his stepsons when he's loaded as a gun. Says a real man is like a country, you need a map to find you one. Now how do you suppose you must approach the throne with its back up against the wall? I guess time just makes fools of us all. Minds of my generation, gladly conscripted in the war of defending any Goliath that would deign darken the door. Now with your genius for picking battles, it's no wonder every helmet is too small. I guess time just makes fools of us all. I guess time just makes fools of us all. My drink is watered down, the champ is on his knees. He lost the rematch, he lost the comeback, he lost for charity, but that's the job. It's what gets the asses in the hall. They came for a beating, and he came to brawl. that of all the young gods I have known. Yours is easily the least famous to turn down the cover of a Rolling Stone. Lily white faces, so familiar and yet impossible to recall. I guess time just makes fools of us all. After a millennia of good times, God said, hey now, let's have a dream where we raise the stakes a little. Come on, let's make things interesting. Parachute into the Anthropocene, an amnesiac, a himbo can doll. I guess time does make fools of us all.
Attention singers and songwriters, come on out to the first open mic night at The Grind. Wednesday, October 2nd, The Grind Cafe launches its new regular open mic night with your host, Paige. Get up and play in front of an audience. It'll be a casual vibe, no pressure, just musicians sharing music. Sign-up sheet is available. Ask at the counter at The Grind. Sign up now or even at the event itself. Whether you want to be the next superstar or you just want to share some new songs with an audience, you can have that moment at The Grind Cafe Open Mic Night. Bring your friends to cheer you on. Wednesday, October 2nd, 6 to 9 p.m. at The Grind Cafe in Togo Salmon Hall, just outside of the Student Center.
But yeah.
That was Shrike by Hozier, which I'm not going to lie. I have known what a shrike is actually for a while, but like a bird, it's a bird that impales its prey on thorns. You've probably seen it before. But it's actually never struck me until right this very moment that that is what that song is about. I guess it's just because I couldn't really ever pick up the lyrics that clearly, but I just read them and I was like, huh, that's actually a very beautiful song written entirely like from the perspective of a bird. He's gonna be reborn as the shrike to her thorn. Like, that's hats off. Shrikes are actually very cool birds. I can get behind a shrike. And yeah, that was actually one of my favorite tracks from Hozier's Wasteland Baby. And once again, it's only really occurring to me right now that that is what it's about. And I enjoy that. Another one that I somehow did not play in my last bird episode, see, this is why I have done a second one, is one from Big Thief's Dragon New War Mountain, I Believe in You. And it is called Sparrow.
She has the poison inside.
That was Sparrow from Big Thief's Dragon New War Mountain, I Believe in You. I actually really love the outro to that song. I haven't thought about that in a while, but the She Talks to Snakes, that line, I just, you know, it really resonates with me. Yesterday, while I was on said long hike that made me sore, I almost stepped on a tiny little garter snake, and I'm not someone who's afraid of snakes, and it's actually a very common fear that I have encountered in working sometimes with snakes and people, is there are a lot of people afraid of them, which, you know, that is completely fair. They are, it is justified. We don't really have any dangerous snakes here, but I can understand it because they are commonly venomous. I think it's one of those like ingrained primal fears in a lot of people. I can respect that. But I'm not usually afraid of them. Never really have been. I never grew up with them, so maybe that's why there's none in Newfoundland. But this one gave me a real fright, and it was literally the tiniest, most like cute little garter snake ever. But I was just hiking along, and I just, you know, when you see something wiggling really rapidly under your foot, yeah, it makes sense actually why people are afraid of snakes, because that was like, it was like just a primal fear that came about me, and it just gave me a little fright. And then I moved him off the trail. He was pretty cute. He was a cute little guy. And I feel like he did talk to me and he did guide me, as Adrian Linker said. I have one from Wilco next, from a bird, or about of a bird that I actually did not see any of this year. It's called Hummingbird.
His goal in life was to be an echo, riding alone, town after town, toll after toll. A thick span out through the great southwest to forget her. She appears in his dreams, but in his car and in his arms, a dream could be. Sunset on a television set could upset her, but he never could. Remember to remember me, standing still in your past, floating fast like a homing bird. His goal in life was to be an echo, tap the sound that floats around and then back down like a feather. But in the deep chrome canyons of the loudest Manhattans, no one could hear him or anything. So he slept on a mountain in a sleeping bag underneath the stars. He would lie awake and count them. The great fountain spray of the great Milky Way would never let him die alone. Remember to remember me, standing still in your past, floating fast like a hummingbird. Remember to remember me, standing still in your past, floating fast like a hummingbird.
I love the chord that song ends on. That was Wilco, Hummingbird. Yeah, just, it's a good one. It's a good one.
know.
I had a whole bit planned, but I'm really screwing it up right now. It's okay. We're going to go through with it anyways. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Just bear with me. What was that? Do you guys hear that? Oh. Oh, my. It's some PSAs. Ooh. Oh, the news music. I can get behind it. I just am not great at working with it. I'm working on it. Tomorrow, September 21st at 8 p.m. at the Casbah is Wax Mannequin plus Beams plus Ein Sof. And guests, come and check out the final stop on Wax Mannequin's tour on Saturday, September 21st. Wax Mannequin's music veers from scrappy prog oddness and distressed folk to absurd stadium metal, often with a dark humor that embraces the ridiculous and borders on outright Dadaism. Grab your tickets from the Casbah's website. And Sunday from 10 to 5 at Lock Street is Sunday's Unlocked. Hamilton's Lock Street will be closed for shopping, patios, live music, entertainment, artisans, great food, and family fun. Come check out the final Unlocked Sunday and enjoy seeing some, just some, of what Hamilton has to offer. Wow. I would love to just work for the news, to be honest. I really enjoy reading things like that. I think I just like putting on the voice, and that comes from doing too much public speaking as a child. This next one is Fleetwood Mac, Songbird.
Independent media and for the friends of CFMU card. Friends. For only $30, you get discounts and bargains all across the Hamilton area at various businesses. All you have to do is donate a minimum of $30 to 93.3 CFMU. For more information, just go to cfmu.ca and click on Friends of CFMU in the footer.
Friends is a word we use every day. Most of the time we use it in the wrong way.
Support CFMU and get great deals too. Use the card at Arcade, Amigos, Big B Comics, Downtown Bike Hounds, and Dr. Disc.
Some are okay and they treat you real cool, and some are sticky. Shine.
Hey, students. Have you stumbled in your course and want a fresh start? Well, At the Best University has your back. AU offers more than 850 courses that align to your program, so you can retake your course online, turn that grade around, improve your GPA, explore new subjects, and study from anywhere. Visit atthebascu.ca to browse our online courses and transform your education today.
Fleetwood Mac, Songbird, from Rumours, of course. Fantastic album. It's not quite 6 o'clock yet, but I'm doing my outro right now because I have a bit of a long one to end us off today. In fact, it's two. Did I play this song last week? Not this particular song, but it's a good one. It's a good one. It's one of the songs that, although it is quite long, it doesn't feel like it is. It drags on. It's like last week when I played King of Carrot Flowers Part 1 by Neutral Milk Hotel, but did not play Part 2. I have The Crane Wife 1 and 2 by The Decemberists to clue us off today. I definitely listened to this song at one point when I was like a teenager, and I think I just kind of, it hasn't really occurred to me since, but I listened to it today and I was like, wow, I can't believe I forgot about this, and I'm going to listen to it very frequently for the next little while, I fear. I need to allow the time to give it all the respect that this track deserves. So, thank you for listening to On That Note with me, Camilla, here on 93.3 CFMU, McMaster University Campus and Community Radio. If you're driving, drive safe. Have a lovely, dandy weekend, as it is almost pretty much officially fall. I haven't actually checked like the lunar schedule because it changes every year, but it's pretty much fall, even though it doesn't feel like it. I enjoyed the cool a few weeks ago, and now it's hot again, and it's hot for the foreseeable future, which I don't want to think any more about that. Either way, maybe let's enjoy the last shreds of summer we have before it really, really becomes fall. Thanks again for listening. This is The Crane Wife 1 and 2 by The Decemberists.
It was a cold night and the snow lay round. I pulled my coat tight against the falling down, and the sun was all, and the sun was all down. And the sun was all, and the sun was all down. I am a poor man, I haven't wealth nor fame. I have my two hands and a house to my name. And the winter's so, and the winter's so long. Winter's so, and the winter's so long. And all the stars were crashing round as I laid eyes on what I'd found. It was a white crane, it was a helpless thing upon a red stain with an arrow in swing, and it called and cried, and it called and cried so. And it called and cried, and it called and cried. Crane.
Cold moon
downward. Sound the keening bell and see it's painted red. Soft as fontanelle, the feathers in the thread. When all I ever meant to do is to keep you. My crane wife, my crane wife. My crane wife. There's a bend in the wind and it rakes at my heart. There is blood in the thread.